You have Flux's mom. The fun part is over. Now comes the incredibly dangerous stuff that'll make you internationally wanted men. At least on a level that the average person is concerned about, since you already kidnapped a well-connected billionaire.
Smith and Kandok, I'd like to thank you both again for going along with my improv. That was fantastic work. You're both cut out to be great supervillains, if you ever have an interest.
I'm still not really feeling the idea of spandex.
Spandex is just an old-fashioned classic. There's a huge variety of style choices.
That's not important now. We have to get to Unstoppable HQ.
Yes. In fact, Paul, just to clarify, in case it wasn't clear already, you did get a call from the security guard who was supposed to come in. You told him it was handled. You also got a call from the security guard who was supposed to be relieved.
Yeah, I told him to go home too. It'll be on me.
Well, then you can only hope he went home.
Here's how this will go. Take my car. It's a rental under a fake name. They'll be checking various security cameras around the area to find suspicious individuals, so there's a chance that they'll find your vehicle if you travel in it. After your job, take my rental to New Jersey Delphia Central Park. Here are keys to two bicycle locks. You don't need the bicycles, but you can ride them to the other end of the park where I will have parked your car.
Can we keep the bicycles?
You can do whatever you like with the bicycles.
All right, cool. I've been thinking about buying a bike, but it's like, when would I ever ride it? Now it'll take up space in my closet, but I didn't buy it, so I won't feel guilty.
Are there any questions about the further details of the job?
I'm just going straight to the security office, right?
Yes, you should be able to just alter the lock with your powers, right? Help Kandok navigate the building and avoid problems. Move in as soon as you see the superhero team head out.
Okay, got it.
We hop in the car and drive downtown.
After they go, I'll take their car to Central Park. I'll take off my disguise and clean off all the makeup in a park bathroom.
Yeah, you can hear from the stall where people are and who's in here, so you're careful not to get noticed. Meanwhile, Smith and Kandok arrive outside of Unstoppable HQ.
Man, you know what we should have done? We should have got breakfast.
What, like fast food breakfast? May as well kill myself.
Egg sandwich is not so bad.
At a drive-thru? They make the bread out of sawdust, and it's like a freeze-dried egg, you know?
It's still egg.
I like a runny yolk. You won't get that from a drive-thru.
Look, you do a job, you're out in the field all day, you eat like a guy in the field.
I'll starve. Sometimes a guy starves. It's fine.
All right, whatever. Let's text Mr. Green. Let him know we're in position and waiting for something to happen.
Okay.
Paul, you get a text from Smith and Kandok.
Great. I upload the video of Flux's captured mom to YouTube, then share it to a bunch of internet personalities who think that they're news reporters. After that, I send the video to Flux and Freeze Frame.
The internet personalities might dismiss the whole thing as a prank at first.
I honestly don't care what they think, just so long as they get a hold of the video and that it gets out of control when they realize it's important. For Flux and Lowry, I'll include the text, "I have your mom."
Flux and Lowry, you guys are in the office with Lightshow. Bing, your phone goes off.
My mom's dead.
Did you get this too?
Yeah, but it's gotta be a spam, because my mom's dead.
I view the video.
Hey, that's Malcolm. I know Malcolm.
That's my mom!
Okay, hold on. We don't know this is a real video. People get pretty good at making fakes now.
I call my mom.
It just rings and rings. There's no answer.
She's not answering the phone.
She could be in the bathroom.
She would still answer, Lowry!
Lightshow says, well, he gave an address. We could go check it out.
It's a kidnapping! We have to save my mom!
Elvis.
Lowry, it is my mom! Look how scared she is!
Where do you think he got that giant coffee creamer?
That doesn't matter, Lightshow! All that matters is that he has my mom!
Okay. All right, Elvis, I want to believe that your mom is safe, and this is just a prank. But on the basis of your concern, we will scramble the team. It'll be a good chance to break in cops.
Well, we gotta treat everything like this is a threat, like a fake bomb threat, a fake kidnapping. Yeah, I mean, we gotta call the police, too.
We don't want to call the police to handle our own. So we'll go to the scene first.
Why?
We need to know what's happening. And besides, if it's a real kidnapping, then it's also probably a real trap. Lightshow, did you get a text?
He says, no, I didn't.
All right, hold on. I call Kimon.
Yo, what's up?
Kimon, we just got a very troubling text from an unknown number. There was a video link. Did you get one?
Yeah, it said, I have your mom, but my mom's dead, so I figured it was like a chain letter or something.
I'm surprised you have a mother. I assume that you just sprang fully formed from a pit of bile somewhere.
Nah, got a belly button and everything. What's in the video? What do you want?
It's a video of Flux's mom being dangled over a cup of hot coffee.
And, like, what? They won't let her drink it?
No, it's a giant cup, like a human-sized cup. I think they're threatening to drown her.
Lowry, that sounds like something fake. I gotta watch it. Give me a second.
Okay, actually, you do that. Maybe your super site will notice something about the pixels that give it away as a fake. I don't know. There's an address at the end, 123-something, near the overpass where we found McDonald. How close are you to there?
I'm by the park, so I don't know. I'm about as close as you guys.
Then listen. Whoever sent this video knows you, myself, and Flux, but they appear not to know Lightshow's number. He didn't get a text. Not sure why. I guess we haven't done a formal announcement about Light Show or made a big hurrah about it, but I'm hoping that they haven't accounted for him entirely. I want you to meet us at that address, run the sirens, get there as quick as you can. Scope it out from a distance, and then we'll have Light Show throw some illusions at the place or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. If there's a trap, we'll spring it ahead of going in.
Listen to you taking charge, using your team's powers, making an actual plan.
I'm going to scrub you from the team if you don't shut up and move.
Yeah, all right, sirens on, I'm going. See you in about 20 minutes.
I hang up. Elvis, you ride with Light Show and Terry. I'll ride with Cog.
Okay, thank you. I speed dial my mom and listen to it ring until I get voicemail. Then hang up and call her again.
Of course, you never get an answer. Meanwhile, Kandok and Smith watch Freeze Frame, Flux, Light Show, and Cog speed away in their tricked-out cars.
As Smith, go into the building, nod at the receptionist. Before we go up, stop off at the security room. Knock on the door.
There's no answer.
All right, I let myself in.
You look around. The cameras are running, but nobody's here. Looks like this part of the plan pulled through.
All right, Kandok, let's start at the top and work our way down.
Yep, you got it.
You ride the elevator up. It's frustratingly slower than you'd expect. And then on the top floor, you run into your first snag. Most of the rooms on the top floors are locked. Offices tend to be a shared building space, and when they're not in use, they get locked up. You'll need to get behind some of these doors to plant the bombs.
Hey, Smith, I got a door problem. Let's switch roles. You take over planting the bombs, and I'll guide you from the security room.
All right, I'm coming up.
You take the elevator up, meet at the top, and then Elvis goes back down. Now things are going pretty smooth. Lowry heads to wherever you tell him to go. He plants a bomb and then moves on. For the most part, nobody pays you any attention. Who knows what the custodians do as part of their routine? As long as you occasionally spritz a window with something, it lines up. Meanwhile, the unstoppable force arrives outside the abandoned gas station. The windows are boarded up, and it's just sitting there.
Okay, what are we waiting for? Let's go in.
We don't want to rush. We need to think, Elvis.
I am thinking. I am thinking of my mom. She is cold and alone. Probably not cold, actually, because she's dangling over hot coffee. Possibly in hot coffee. She might be burning alive alone.
Okay, I understand. But I'm just saying, this is almost definitely a trap. They wouldn't just invite us out here to hand over your mom.
Are you saying she's already dead? My mom would be very disappointed in us as a superhero team if that was the case.
I'm just trying to evaluate. Should we send in Kimon to go up closer, or do we try to strike up negotiations?
We do a rescue for my mom. I built something for this. I built a suit that amplifies my powers. I could teleport to my mom and rescue my mom by teleporting.
That kind of thinking is why Rudy hired Flux on, you know?
It's the point of my existence!
Okay, yes, but Rudy would have tried to talk it out.
And he'd normally ask us to be on standby in case something went wrong. We can at least put Flux at a good vantage point to go in if it looks bad.
That's why we have Cog.
What do you mean that's why we have Cog?
Cog here is to deal with situations that go awry.
By shooting at it? We have a man who can teleport, and a man who can create illusions so real you couldn't tell they were fake if they slapped you in your face, and a man who can hear through walls, that's me, by the way, but your master strategy is to have a toy soldier shoot bullets at the problem.
We're concerned about expedience, are we not?
Yes!
I don't know, you just said you want to talk it out!
I didn't say I wanted to talk it out. I said we need to weigh our options and make the smartest choice that we can.
I know how to operate a gun. It's pretty simple. The city doesn't hire us to use guns. They have other people for that.
Cog is uniquely talented with firearms.
The city SWAT team has a super sniper. The police train people to go into units with designated roles. We have bespoke powers that we can use to do something besides shooting our own dicks off with incredible accuracy.
All we're doing is standing around shooting off our dicks right now.
No, we are standing with our dicks in our hands, Elvis. That's the saying. It's a completely different
thing. I don't care what it is. Our dicks are not moving in a way that helps my mom.
Elvis, I am trying to get our dicks pointed directly towards your mother, okay?
Don't!
They can help her.
That is my mom, and she's in danger.
She's single.
In danger, Kimon.
She's about my age, so potentially she's in a lot of danger. In the streets, they call me Kimon the Slayer of Men, but in the bedroom, they call me the Lair of Women.
Kimon, this is an HR complaint. Right here, this.
No one calls you that.
Lycho says, guys, are we going to go do something? We're here. We should.
Well, evidently, we're just going to shoot at the building. And I've been sleeping alone for a long time, so in my bedroom, I can call myself whatever I want. I got like a dozen nicknames.
But no women call you that.
My ex-wife had like a lot of derisive nicknames.
Kimon, this is all a big HR problem. And Light Show was right. Now is not the time.
Flux is the one who got us pointed, or talking about pointing our dicks.
I did not. I was responding to what you were saying.
You were the one who said that we had to do something with our... Like, what, we gotta say masculinity? I can say masculinity, or is HR gonna have an issue there?
I think directing attention to your masculinity at all is a problem.
I didn't say anything about our masculinity. I was just responding to what you were saying, and, like, we're trying to...
Well, I don't remember exactly what you were saying. That was, like, multiple sentences ago.
You were implying that you're gonna be intimate with my mother.
Was I? I didn't mean to.
You expressly called yourself the layer of women in reference to my mom.
I didn't mean your mom.
You were talking specifically about her.
I was just talking about, like, all the moms. I'm at an age where all the moms are in danger. Look, don't tell her that I said that or it'll get weird.
You're making it weird. This is a weird conversation.
Guys, if they're slowly lowering her into the coffee, which is something a supervillain would definitely do, then at this point... Traumatic scent, she's up to her ankles in scalding coffee.
We have to go in there!
The windows are all boarded up. We can't see what's inside.
We can knock down the walls.
That could cause the building to collapse.
Okay, then what if we support the building somehow?
How would we do that?
Well, you could use your ice powers to fill the hole after it gets knocked down.
I guess I could try that.
Yeah, and then we could see through the ice because it's clear.
But what if they tip the coffee over?
What?
You know, like, they tip the coffee over and it melts through the ice, and then the building would still fall down.
Okay, we need a way for them to not tip the coffee over.
Lycho, do you think you could create a lid that would keep the coffee from spilling?
I could... And then he stops, and he looks at you, Kimon.
I shrug.
I don't understand this plan very well, but yes.
What if Flux's mom is already partway in the coffee? Then you couldn't just put a lid on it, because she'd be in the way.
Oh my god, you're right.
Okay, what if we have the lid be like a concave shape to sort of scoop her up?
Well, you have to be careful. You don't want to spill the coffee or create a bunch of pressure that would break the mug, you know, if it cracked.
Kimon, Lycho, still looking at you, says, what are you doing?
Just helping the team brainstorm.
Maybe with like a strainer. We should probably pull Flux's mom out of the coffee first thing.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
We could lift my mom up.
What if they attached a bomb to the wire?
What if... What?
You know, like you tug on the wire holding your mom, and then boom, that's the trap.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about that.
Lycho, now starting to get visibly frustrated, says, Kimon! Seriously!
All right, look, Lycho will take the front entrance. Cog goes around back and I guess kills anyone who tries to leave that way.
He's using rubber bullets.
Great, then maims or accidentally kills them, I guess. I'll kick in the door, and then Lowry, you throw up an ice barrier in the doorway. Lycho, you cover us with a clear dome as strong as you can make in case this place explodes. Flux, if it's clear, you can teleport in, grab your mom, then teleport right back out.
Well, if it's a bomb, I don't want it to go off and kill my mom.
All right, if the building is a bomb, there's probably no one else inside except your mom, if even that. I'll let you know if I hear other people in there. If it's only your mom, you can go in. Otherwise, we'll reassess.
Okay, all right, I'm ready.
Okay, that's fine. I approve. Cog, go to the back.
Cog complies. The rest of the team goes to the front door.